Hi, this is Tia McGrath. You're listening to the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus.
Welcome back to the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus, everybody. My name is Lou Lombardi, aka Ludini, and today on the circus, we are going to be talking to Tia McGrath. We've got a new album coming out soon, and we're going to be checking that out. We're going to play the song Let 'Em See You're Strong, and we're going to hear Tia's story, and it's going to be a lot of fun. You're going to like it. You're listening to the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus, changing rock music one podcast at a time. All right, everybody. As I was saying here at the top of the hour, we have Tia McGrath with us. We're going to be talking to Tia in a few minutes. But first, let's do a little podcast business. You are listening to the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus. Our website is LudiniRockAndRollCircus.com. You can check back often for more artist interviews, different music podcasts. We have all kinds of specials and tons of stuff. It's all there. I can't go over it right now, but just go to LudiniRockAndRollCircus.com and check that out. There's also some cool merchandise there, your support is greatly appreciated. So also, if you are listening right now, I know a lot of you are probably either listening as on a replay on iTunes or something like that, or you've picked this up on a YouTube feed or some social media. I'm going to ask right now that before we go too far in this, that you hit the share button, because this is how music is promoted in the 2018 going into 2019. It is you, the fan, who is really making the artist. So the more you get out there and the more you share the music, because chances are, if you're listening to Tia and you're going, wow, what a great singer-songwriter, I love this music, chances are the folks that you are hanging out with on social media are really going to dig it too. So this is an awesome way for you guys to be a part of the process and let the world know that you support great music. So please go ahead right now as we get started here, and I will remind you later on as well to please go ahead and hit that share button to get the word out about this great music. All right, Tia, welcome. And where are you calling in from?
Hi, Lou. Thank you for setting that up with about the fans. And you couldn't have said it more brilliantly. Our fans are our lifeblood, and we love you guys. So thanks, everyone, for listening. I'm calling from Lake Erie on the Ontario, Canada side tonight, so it's really good to be here.
Wow, I talked to so many people from like all over the world, and when you said Lake Erie, I almost feel like you're like a neighbor, because I'm about 3 hours south of Lake Erie on the on the United States side, in just like south of Pittsburgh. So
I'm waving. Can you see me?
Yeah, I'm waving. Yeah, we're waving at each other. So why don't you go ahead, Tia, why don't you take us back a little bit and tell us a little bit about how you got bit by the music bug in the first place? Because there's a lot of people that love music, and there's a lot of people that maybe sing a little bit, or play a little guitar or whatever. But, I mean, you're really pursuing this, as a career path, and you're working hard. You've done a lot of really awesome stuff. So what got it started for you? How did you get that bug, bit by that bug that said, I got to do this thing?
Well, I started singing when I was quite young. Actually, I was a girl, young girl. My grandmother, who was from Transylvania, had the most beautiful, beautiful voice, and she was the one who inspired me to want to sing. When I was in school, I started going into theater productions and things like that. I actually won the Canadian Open Country Singing Contest, even though I didn't feel I was a country singer. I was more into pop and rock kind of, but I entered it and I won that. And from that, I got on a TV show with Johnny Cash and June Carter. And then I started releasing some singles up here in Canada and videos on CMT and everything. I also had an opportunity to go out to Vancouver and work with Randy Bachman from Bachman Turner Overdrive, Guess Who. And, Randy and I did some really cool work together, and I ended up moving to Nashville, and that's where I met and married my husband, Tommy, and we had been writing together and broke our rule of never date a co-writer, and it was really funny. One night we were in Mark Slaughter's place, from Slaughter, and Mark's a good friend of ours, and we were in doing some demos, and at that point I had just kind of gone back to songwriting, and had kind of packed in my artist thing, and Mark was the one who, he heard my voice and he suggested that we look at the Americana genre, and he said, you really should out and start being an artist again, you're wasting your voice. It's a shame. And so Mark is the one who got us out there and encouraged me to look at that. And we haven't looked back since. We've had a great ride. And Tommy and I go out together as a married couple and partners in music.
I understand that 2015 to 2017 were really big for you guys. What happened?
Yeah, we released our album Crazy Beautiful, and at that point, and out of the gate, we had done a lot of work on it in Austin, Texas, and Nashville, and also up here in Canada, and we ended up getting a first round Grammy nomination, and to us that was a big deal because it kind of validated that someone in the industry took the time to nominate us, and to give a vote for us. And we also started hitting touring more independently. I book all of our gigs. I have a couple of people who help me now and again, but I do most of it. And we tour the UK, the States, and Canada. And so we for 2 years we just hit the pavement and toured extensively. And we're just really proud to say because of that album we were able to release our new album, which is called Stubborn in My Blood. And already we're getting great response from that as well.
So, Stubborn in My Blood, which is the new record. Why don't you go? Who did you work with on this? Is this self-produced? Who did you work with?
Yeah, Tommy and I produced it ourselves, and it was Crazy Beautiful was more the produced kind of, off the floor with the session players and everything in Nashville and in Austin. This one, we weren't even really sure we wanted to put an album out. We were tired, we were exhausted from touring. I had also written a children's book in there, and so I was loving going into schools and things with my children's book. But we just started, like, if we wrote a song, we would go into our studio here at home and record it. And if we thought it was something worthwhile, we always record everything with a click track so we could send the files off to our musicians down in Nashville or some here in Canada. And there was even some friends of ours in England, Liverpool, who put some tracks on a song that we wrote with them. And next thing you know, we had this collection of songs that we felt, wow, this is really cool. Do we have an album? And so we had our friend Nick Blagona mix it, and we put them all together and sat down and like, wow, this is really cool. It's kind of taken on this life of its own. And that was the first time that's ever happened for us. Normally it's been, you go in extensively and, the blood, sweat, and tears in the studio for a couple months thing,
Yeah, for sure. What is the sort of inspiration? Like, how do you get started on a song? What kind of like sets it off for you? Or are you one of those people that gets up every morning at 5 o'clock and writes for 3 hours?
No, Lou, I used to do that when I lived in Nashville. You have to be in a regiment. I used to do the two writing sessions a day, 5 days a week. Now it's more when we're inspired, but at the same time, you can't just wait for inspiration. You have to create it as well, right? A writer writes. That's the right saying. And so we make we. I tend to come in on the lyrical end of things, and Tommy tends to come in with the melodic end of things. And so we're always just listening. In fact, right now we're getting ideas what to do for the next album.
Awesome.
And we also have some other co-writers, young artists that are asking us to write with them. We have a lot of friends in Nashville that we still write with, and we write over Skype as well. So we have a lot of things in queue to do for 2019.
Awesome. Well, I'd say what we're going to do right now is we're going to stop and listen to the track "Let 'Em See You Strong," and then we're going to come back and talk a little bit about a little more because as you mentioned earlier, you are an author, and I want to kind of explore that a little bit too. So, hey guys, check it out, Tia McGrath, and do you guys go by Tia and Tommy? Is that the or my how do you go by? I mean,
You
what
know,
is?
Tommy is so humble. We go by Tia McGrath.
Okay, all right. I just was like, I didn't want to leave him out. It was supposed to be, because that's what Michael sent me. He said, Tia McGrath. I'm like, okay. All right, so this is Tia McGrath. Let him see you're strong on the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus.
Let 'em them see you're strong. Let them see you're willing to keep going. Let them see your power comes from somewhere they can't fathom. Let them see you smile when a tear might serve you better. The road is long. Let them see you strong. Let them see your burn. Let them know they can't put out your passion. Let them see your fire comes from a calling that's forever. Let them see you fly when falling comes so easy. It's how you learn. So let them see you burn. Your light. Let them see how God just keeps you shining. Let them see your best. Even when you don't feel like trying, let them see a star, your star that was born to be a beacon shining bright. So let them see your light.
Great track. So, and you know, the tracks that I've heard from you guys so far, you know, the production is very, you know, very together. The whole thing is, I mean, it doesn't have and how can I put this, nothing against indie, but it really does sound, I mean, because of the maturity, I think the years you probably guys spent in Nashville working with other songwriters, like, you kind of know your crap.
Thank you. Thank you. I know exactly what you're saying, and you know, we work really hard on that. You know, for one thing, this track had a beautiful journey of its own. We wrote it with our good friend Devin O'Day in Nashville. We were down there visiting. We were there for an award show, and it was so hot, and the award show was outside, and I said, heck with this, let's go back to Devin's for a glass of wine. So we did, and she pulled out this idea for a song that she had started, which was amazing, and she asked us if we would help her finish it. So we came home, and we listened back to the work tape, and so we loved it so much that we actually went back down to Nashville and had Reba's piano player, Catherine Marks, play on it. And we recorded it right at Catherine's house. And so this take that you guys just heard is one take, Catherine playing piano, me doing the vocal upstairs. It was supposed to be a ghost vocal, but Catherine inspired me so much that I just thought, wow, you know, be hard to beat that. And then we added Colin Linden playing guitar on it, electric guitar. And so it was really just, again, it was one of those tracks that just kind of birthed itself. And, you know, and we try not to over think our production. But at the same time, you know, people are buying your music. You want them to you want them to go home and feel like they have a treasure, you know, that they want to listen to over and over again, not get stale, you know.
So you are where I'm looking forward to hearing the rest of the album now. You guys also, I want to, before we get into the book real quick, tell me about, you guys did a cover of One Tin Soldier.
Yes. This was a song. I mean, I don't know if you guys did or not, but I think most Canadian kids learn that when they're in school.
I know the song. Yeah.
In choir. And so when we were putting the album together, Let 'Em See You're Strong had just been finished, and we're going, wow, this album is kind of taking on this message thing. And Tommy said, you know, wouldn't it be cool if we did a remake of One Tin Soldier? And, so we rearranged it and did that. And then we released it with a little lyric video for November 11th. And we had just gotten back from England. And while we were over there, we had played a concert, a beautiful concert that they had commemorated the Canadian soldiers that fought along with the British during World War I. And so we felt it was just very fitting to tie that all together for everyone to hear.
Awesome. So... you mentioned the message I wanted to give. I keep on wanting to go to the book, but I want to, you mentioned different things when you talk, and I go, oh, I want to talk about that. So real quick, you mentioned that like this record has a kind of like overall message. So what is that? Could we, I know it's terrible to make an artist, you know, take their whole record and give that to us in a sentence or something like that, but kind of, can you kind of give us an idea?
Well, the opening track is Pilot of Change. And, you know, I think it was so cool to start with that because it gets you to reflect about your own life and what is it you don't like about it. And sometimes it's okay just to stop and make a change, you know, make the change and listen to your heart. And then the album goes through with peace. There's relationships and everything. But at the end, it's our last track is called Forbidden. And that was written for a film that we're hoping the song will get into. And it is about not just forbidden love, but also diversity. And a biracial couple back in the 1960s that, it's forbidden love, right?
Right.
And in between there is the title track, Stubborn in My Blood, which is about my grandparents and my ancestors coming from Scotland and Transylvania. So the whole thing, if you put that in a nutshell, is basically change and dreams of any kind, but also diversity and peace in our day and age, which I think is really what we need to focus on right now. You know, we're a mess, and we need to straighten it up, I think.
Okay, so why don't we go ahead and talk a little bit about, as we're winding down here, Jake the Road Dog.
Oh, he's my baby. He's our husky Australian Shepherd. Tommy and I rescued Jake in Nashville, Tennessee, when we were living there. And Jake's been on the road with us everywhere. And when we brought him home, he was broken and sad and wouldn't eat. And I had to put spaghetti in his mouth to get him to eat.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah. And so he's been on the road with us. And through these travels, I've seen him bring such joy and healing to people. And I thought, wouldn't that be just a cool book, the life of the road musician through the road dog's eyes, you know?
Yeah.
And for kids who maybe have that dream of going to Nashville and making music. And so I put music with it as well. We put in some 3 songs that we've recorded. And when we go into schools and that, we have the kids sing along with us. One is a Native American chant. And Tommy's part Native American, so he just delivers this chant beautifully at the end, and the kids sing along with us, and it's really awesome.
Tell us what the next 6 to 12 months look like for you guys. What's coming up?
Well, the first half of 2019, we're going to be back in the States, down in Nashville quite a bit. We're going to be doing the Bluebird Cafe, and doing some things down there. And then we've actually got three UK tours that I'm trying to decide which one, if all of them or none of them we do, like,
Okay.
depending on Brexit and everything. But right now we're just so, we love our UK fans, and we're just so happy to have this dilemma, which ones do we do? So that's gonna take us up to the fall next year.
That's a good problem to have. And why don't you go ahead and plug like your website and everything, let everybody know where they can find all your stuff.
Thanks, Lou. TiaMcGrath.com, and that's spelled TiaMcGrath as in Frank, is my website. Facebook, of course, is Tia McGrath, and all the socials are Tia McGrath. You can find Tommy at Tommy Parham, and he'd love for you to say hi to him. And then I've got Jake McGrath, for my book, Jake the Road Dog. But you can find all these links on our website as well.
Excellent. Tia, thank you so much for taking some time to talk with us today. I'm going to wrap up the podcast now, but I need to do a little business with you when we're done. So can you hang out for like a minute while I wrap this up?
Absolutely, and wishing everyone a beautiful, beautiful holiday season, a Merry Christmas, and all the best in 2019.
Excellent. Thank you, Tia. You guys have been listening to Tia McGrath, and the website is tiamcgrath.com, and that is double F there on the McGrath. Check it out. All the sort of jumping off points are there. So all the socials, the YouTube, everything is there. So you can check that out at tiamcgrath.com. You've been listening to Ludini Rock and Roll Circus. If you haven't already done it, please hit that share button. Everything, iTunes, they all have some link to some social media. So whatever social media you love, share it. If it's Facebook, Instagram, whatever you like, share it. Let the world know that, hey, I just heard Tia McGrath. Oh my freaking God. She's absolutely amazing. I love the music. It's totally killer. Let your friends know. Check this out and tag them all. Okay. This is how you can do your part to make sure the great music stays prominent, that people know about it. Because this isn't really the corporate, type of music out there. This isn't the whatever's going. In fact, I'm not even really sure. I feel bad. I'm not really even tuned. It's not EDM or whatever. These are real guys playing real guitars, singing real songs. So, when you hit that share button, sharing is caring. This is the way you do it. Our website, by the way, is real quick, guys, is LudiniRockAndRollCircus.com. We have a lot of cool stuff coming up in 2019. So make sure you check back off, and I'll be reminding you guys, you're going to be able to do a lot more, be able to get a lot more involved in 2019 with what we're doing. And I'm really excited to have that coming up. So you can find out more about that at LudiniRockAndRollCircus.com. Okay, we whittled away another podcast. One more shout out to Tia McGrath for being here, and her website is tiamcgrath.com. Check her out, and we'll catch you guys all on the next Ludini Rock and Roll Circus.